Long before she had a long list of policy ideas to tackle a host of national issues as a presidential candidate, long before she was a U.S. senator or even involved in politics, Elizabeth Warren was at the forefront of change at Harvard Law School. In 1992, the school had only 5 tenured women on its faculty, but was in the throes of change. In the spring of that year, students occupied a hall in the front of the dean's office to protest lack of diversity among the faculty. Then, that fall, as WBUR's Fred Tice tells us now, they would rally around a new professor, Elizabeth Warren.
One of the students who had camped out in the administrative offices was William Anspach.
And we were put on trial. It was an administrative hearing. It turned into a big production where there were hundreds of students who attended, and it was a 2-day trial. And in the end, there was a warning put in our file, which was removed when we graduated, but it was quite a spectacle, as you can imagine. It was pretty crazy.
Elizabeth Warren arrived as a visiting professor that fall. Professor Richard Fallon remembers the place was becoming less monolithic.
Elizabeth came when Harvard Law School was becoming, I think, a better place with more gender diversity, more intellectual diversity, and students were beginning to become excited to be at Harvard Law School. I think Elizabeth was a significant, though by no means the exclusive, factor moving us into that new, better era.
Warren was so popular that students held a vigil in her support outside the building where the faculty gathered to consider offering her tenure. Professor Lawrence Tribe says the students need not have fretted.
They were always worried that we didn't have enough women on the faculty, but there was never any question about her tenure.
Like all the other professors who spoke to WBUR, Professor Alan Dershowitz says he never had any inkling that Warren had claimed some American Indian ancestry until long after she was hired.
At no time until she ran for the Senate did I ever hear of anything regarding Native American. She made it on the merits of her teaching and on the merits of her scholarship.
Warren was popular because she was an electrifying teacher. Professor Andrew Kaufman remembers teaching right after Warren in the same classroom.
She ran a class like nobody else here. I mean, she called on people one after another, rapid fire, back and forth, for the whole period. If I had been a student in there, I would have come out exhausted. Excited, but exhausted. And, you know, you run into somebody like that once in a while.
Warren is remembered as a great teacher in part because she was engaged with her students. Jill Newman was one of her first students at Harvard.
I actually sat in the front row in her class, and, you know, she'd before class just be chatting with people in the front row, like, hey, how was your weekend? How you doing? She was just much more approachable and more friendly than other professors didn't really do that. They'd be like, you know, looking down at their notes and not making eye contact with students. So she was definitely very different in that way.
Newman's boyfriend and future husband was in the same class. He had roles in musical performances at Harvard. Warren would attend all of them and rave about how good he was the following Monday. Lawrence Tribe says Warren's most lasting legacy at Harvard was on students.
She was probably the best teacher here over the years.
Before coming to Harvard, Warren was doing something unusual in legal scholarship. She was going to courthouses to look up the stories of actual people who had filed for bankruptcy. She had co-written a groundbreaking book on the subject. Professor Charles Fried, who served on the appointments committee that proposed Warren for tenure, remembers that Harvard did not have a professor interested in personal bankruptcy.
She was. So that's one reason she came to attention.
By the time she was offered tenure, Warren was teaching at the University of Pennsylvania. It took 2 more years for her to move to Cambridge. Professor Howell Jackson remembers that when she arrived, Warren went to work trying to attract women and students of color to Harvard.
And was very active in trying to get a more diverse set of students into the school and lobbying them to come. So she was a Pied Piper in some ways for Harvard Law School.
It was as a Harvard law professor that Warren first ventured into politics. She testified against congressional efforts championed by then-Senator Joe Biden to make it harder for people to file for bankruptcy. After the financial crash of 2008, Senate Democratic Majority Leader Harry Reid asked her to oversee the Troubled Assets Relief Program. Her job was to make sure the federal government was not overpaying to take bad loans off the books of financial institutions. And it was during her time at Harvard that Warren first met Barack Obama, who would put her on a path to Washington. Professor David Wilkins remembers that it was at his house in Cambridge, one of Obama's first fundraisers outside Illinois, as he ran for the U.S. Senate.
One of the people who came was Elizabeth Warren. And I had told Barack that she was coming, and he was very excited because he had been working on predatory lending in the Illinois State Senate. And so when Elizabeth came, I took her over to meet Barack.
He holds his hand out.
Warren told the story in 2011.
This is just like in the movies. And as I hold my hand out, and as our fingers touch, he says to me, "Predatory lending." And then he just goes. And I never get a word in. And I'm just standing there, my hand's still in his hand, and in his pocket. And finally gets all the way to the end, and he gives this big grin, and he says, "Well?" And I said, "You had me at predatory lending."
As president, Obama entrusted Warren with creating the Consumer Protection Financial Bureau, the first agency whose sole job is to protect consumers from financial institutions. When it became clear that there was too much opposition in the Senate to having Warren run the agency she created, Obama and Reid persuaded her to run for the Senate herself. The law professor would become the senator. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.